and the Dayatora was the Rebbe Nechemya Russell.
In last week's Pasha, Pasha's Korach, an interesting pasuk. After the Machlokes Korach v'Adosai against Moshe v'Aaron, questioning the Kohanim and the Nesiyos, says the pasuk, "Ula yirik Korach v'Adosai kasher dibar Hashem b'yad Moshe loy." The little translation is, "You Klal Yisrael should not be like Korach and his congregation, as Hashem spoke in the hands of Moshe to him." What does this pasuk mean? Is there an iser? Is there advice? What exactly is happening in this pasuk? Says Rashi, "Kadesh lo yir ki korach." Lo yir ki korach means in order you should not be like korach. It's not an iser, says Hesif HaKomim. So HaKomim explains Rashi. It's not an iser of saying a lav in the Torah not to be like korach. It's advice so that you should not be a rasha. Don't be like korach. Says Meforshim, "Lechora." There's a Gemara not like the Sisi HaKomim. The Sisi HaKomim explaining Rashi, that's not a lav, it's only advice not to be a Rosh like Korach. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that Kuf Yud Omer Aleph brings this Pasuk, and it says, "Vayokom Moshe Yelech Dosan Virim." Moshe went to Dosan Virim and spoke to them. Brings the Gemara, Omer Eish Lokish, Mekanch Emach Zikim Machlikis. So here's a Raya, you shouldn't stay strong in Machlikis. Moshe Machni himself is humble, and he went to those who were against him, and spoke to the Sanhedrin. Domarav, continues the Gemara, call Maxim Machlikis, anyone who is strong and sticks in a Machlikis, Oyvbalav, you get a Issa from the Torah, Shanema, the Yiriki Korach Adosai. Mashman this Gemara, the facial lav, Oyvbalav, the Torah Gemara says, that you should not be like Korach Adosai, you shouldn't make Machlikis. So, Korach Akash, the Siddiq Khom, Pshat Rashi, who say it's not a lav. The Maskle David and the Re'im whom Mefarish Rashi say that this Gemara is lav dafke. The Gemara is really a smachta ba'omo, and there's no iser to be making machlokes in Klal Yisrael. There's no iser to be like Eloyer Kakorach Adosai. It's not a lav. It's a smachta ba'omo. Really, it's just an advice. Don't be a rosha. The Rambam is mashma almost like Sechamim. It makes one action of kuda. The Rambam says, and there's no issue of making machlokes except lachlik ala kahuna. It's issue to go outright and argue on the kahuna is the family of Aaron. That was what Korach did. Korach argued the kahuna, and that is issue, says the Rambam, bechalik ala kahuna, to argue the kahuna. So the Rambam's Korach is a step a little more in the Sisei Chomim. There is an issue machlokes, but only in this prat, this detail of arguing on kahuna. On the same point, the Rif, the Rosh, in many mitzvahs argue totally on this pshat. They count Leir Korach Adosai as one of many mitzvahs of not making machlokes in Klal Yisrael. So we see the machlokes are showing him here. If a person goes and starts an argument, starts a fight, starts a discussion of a inappropriate behavior one to another, is he over a lav Leir Korach Adosai or not? But we see how strong it is, how careful you be not to make machlokes. That was the whole issue, the whole parasha of Korach. This yesod of not making machlokes and having shalom brings many halachos in the Torah how we should act. In Parashas A, Perek Yedalit, Pasuk Aleph, says the Pasuk, "Bonim atin Hashem elakeichem lo yisus goydu lo yisusim b'korecha." You, Klal Yisrael, chosen Hashem, your God, you should not be Sgoyadu. We'll see in a minute what the Taitch is Sgoyadu means. They're not making a korach in your hair. They're not making a scratch in your hair. So the morning of Vomis, after Gimel brings two pshatim in this pasuk. Well, Sgoyadu could mean making scratches, making a bruise in yourself. This abil on a mess. You're not a goat. It's Issa in the Torah to have mourning on a person, a relative, and hurt yourself. But another pshat says the morning of Vomis, equally can, Sgoyadu, Sasa, Gudis, Agudis. To not make groups in Klal Yisrael. All Klal Yisrael have Achdus, and as Israel, Lois is going to make different groups in Klal Yisrael. And the Rambam, the Chinuch, Paschal and Halacha, spoken in Shulchan Aruch, also many places, Lois is going to do the Israel and Atayra of making different halachas, different menhagim throughout Klal Yisrael. I'm going to explain in a minute what this means. Rashi, on this Gemara in Yevamis, says, "What's Pshat, Lois Sasa, Agudis, Agudis?" Says Rashi, "Kenira kebeis teres." Looks like if you have one group of people who are doing two different halachas, two different groups of people, looks like two different Torahs. Looks like you have one Torah for this group, one Torah for that group. The Rambam has a different shat l'chari in this Isser. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, "B'klal azor zu shlagir shnei bati dinim be'irachas." And this Isser of Lois Goydu is they should not have two bati dinim in one city. Echas zeh noyeg menegzeh, v'achas zeh noyeg menacher. Should have two bati dinim in one city, which one bezdin paskes and has minig one way, another bezdin has a different minig. Says the Rambam, why? This action of having two different hagim in one city causes a lot of machlekes. Because of lois is goydu, lois sasa goes a goodness. The Rambam says this pasuk lois is goydu, sasa goes a goodness, is because it causes machlekes in Klal Yisrael. With the Rashi, we said it's not because machlekes. It looks like two different Torahs. The Rambam is learning this pshat in lois is goydu. It makes machlekes in Klal Yisrael. If I'm going to go with one minig, but my friend next to me has a different minig, we're having machlekes. You're right, I'm right. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said, it's not because machlekes. It looks like to the world, tuvan tairis. You see, as soyez machlekes here is showing in the Rashi and the Rambam, what is pshat and lois is going to do? Is because it looks like two tairis, and we only have one tairis from Kadosh Baruch Hu, or because that is machlekes. And if the pshat and Rambam is machlekes, the choy that can sing together, aloyek and tairik adosai, you do machlekes. It's Islam machlekes in Klal Yisrael. In a Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalid, the famous Mishnah, Ativish Menat Tzibur. You now be Purish Menat Tzibur. But Tzibur is doing one action, one minig, one halacha, and you come in, you should be different than everyone else. According to the same cloud, Allah is the good. Let's say for Achilich, in Mitzvah Tov Samach Zayin, Achilich brings Memoiri Yishmoiru Lamadati. From my rabbis, I learned, Shein Issa Zeh El Bechubur Achas. This Issa, this is Godu, it's only one group of people. Shechelken, Exosin, Exosin. They have a chelik is half and half. And some do one minig, and some do another minig. And that's only says the Yichinuch, Shavim Bechachma. Both groups are equal in their Das Torah. Then there's the Issa. But if there's a group that one Bezdin has their halacha, another Bezdin has a different Shabbos in the Melchachma, they're not as great. So then you listen to the Bezdin that's greater than them. And there's no promise to do. Just because the lower Bezdin, who is not as great as the other Bezdin, made psak, you could argue. That's the Lashon HaChinuch. Mash from the Chinuch, a Chedek of the do is, Halacha, how we make psak Halacha. If you make a psak Halacha, you have two Bezdins, you don't know what to do. If they're both equal Bezdin, you have to mass and matin, keep going back and forth. If one Bezdin is a greater Bezdin in Chachma, or in how many people you have Roiv, then you go Psak Halacha. Another Lashon Chazal, that's a similar Halacha, Ayeshan Odom Panei Machlekes. Mishnah, Psochim, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph, famous Halacha, Mogosh Nogu Lassim Halacha by Psochim HaChatzois, Oysen. A place of Minig is after HaChatzois, and a place of Malacha, you can do Malacha. Mogosh Nogu Shalassis, and Oysen. Someone has Minig a place not to do Malacha, you're not do Malacha. That's the people are going from his city, they did do Malacha. He's going to a new city, Erev Pesach, doesn't do Malacha. What should he do? Is he like his city he came from, or like his city he's going to? Says the Mishnah, we pass from Halacha, he has to do the Chumrah of the city he left and the city he's going to. Why, says the Mishnah? Again, even though I'm sitting in one city, where I am now, but I came from my original city. So your minig is where you come from. But you're different. Where you are looks different. You have to go to Chumrah in both places. And the Nekuda is, says the Mishnah, Machlekes. This is Psak and Shekhan Oruch, Hilchos Pesach, Tosa Maches, Sif Dalid, Mechabe says, Afa Piken, Lo Yis Oru Befneihem, even though you have a minig of your original city, Lekula, but you come to a new city, you're not to do your original minig. You shouldn't show it to everyone else. You shouldn't show everyone your bottle. Let's say a person has a minig not to do malacha, and you come to see the do malacha. You should not show your bottle. Say psak halacha. You should even show your bottle. You have to do something to show your action in the city. You're doing this erev Pesach. We see how great this inyan of leishad al mechlekes is la halacha, whether you do malacha or not on erev Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah in this siman tov samaches psak halacha. You could go to Hakol, the minig where you're coming from, Bitsinim. If you leave your city, and your city has a minig to do Malach Erev Pesach, now you come to a new city, not to do Malach Erev Pesach, Bitsinim says Mishnah Berurah Kavitzkayim, you could do Malach. Why? Chayim Pshat is, if it's Machloikis the reason, no one sees you, it's not making Machloikis. Therefore, Bitsinim, we mutter. Our Fahesia says Erev Kavitzkayim, Mishnah Berurah, Ein Lahakol, Mepeh Machloikis. And the reason is because of machloikis. These are things that you could do with sinner. The lawyers vadel ad shemakom, and people will not realize afterwards that you did it. Achen, dvarim she efshas leisik kogach with sinner. Things that you cannot do so much hidden. K'moy malacha ein aloy lasleis afilu with sinner b'soichi ye. K'moy like a malacha that you do that makes noise or does something that people realize you're doing. Even in your own private sinner, you can't do it only out in the field. And the reason is, again, Pnei Machlekes. So we see how great the Inyan of making Machlekes is. That Lacha of a Psak, you have to do the Chumna. The Berhetiv is even more Machmer than the Mishnah Berurah, and brings the Lacha of Chaya Adam, that even with sinner is also. And the reason is, you should not come and make Machlekes and be used to doing it and make Machlekes. Now this Shiloh is going to do of Minig HaMakon. Famous comes out in many, many different ways nowadays. The famous Shiloh is someone that comes with Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, or Chutz is that Yisrael, or not Rishayni Shigolvius. Someone in Yisrael who passes hold one day and comes to Chutz Laretz, let's say on Chamoy Pesach or Chamoy Tzukis, or Yisrukag, what should you do? L'choyro, I'm a Ben at Yisrael. By me, now it's Machadik, it's Chamoy, it's Yisrukag. But in this city, everyone's not doing Yom Chacha, everyone is Yontiv. It's meaning a makom. You have to go a chayra, chumr makom shiatsa, chumr makom shehalach Hashem. And then a lot of people, a lot of minhagim, pass the halacha that but sin kuli things are mutter. But for hesi, you can't do any halacha. You have to hold on to it. Another shah that's very usual is by svardim have a minig. By the 3 weeks we're coming up, they do listen to music or they do take haircuts. And if you're in a city where people are not svardim and you're a svardi. Who says it's mutter to go and take a haircut of music? If Minig HaMakom is not to, you do something for Hesia, you have to follow the Minig HaMakom. Another shayla that's brought up, which I believe here in MH, the big shayla, if you have a shul that davened already Mincha and Kabbalah Shabbos, and they already have married them with Kabbalah Shabbos Yontif, a next Minig comes in, they want to daven Mincha of Erev Shabbos Erev Yontif. If already that shul is with Kabbalah Shabbos, it's already Shabbos, who says mutter now daven that place Mincha? It already is now Issa Malacha, it already is Shabbos, it already is Yom Tov. It's brought in Svarim, it's also Shabbos is going to doing a Malacha in a place, doing a Dibur of Tefillah in a place where it's ready the next day. Another Shabbos that's brought up is someone who's same thing, Ashen and Svarad. A person with Nusak Svarad walks in the shoe Ashenaz, or Ashen and Svarad. Do I go Minig HaMakom, the whole shoe is Davin Ashenaz, after Davin their Nusak, or do I demand them on Nusak? And that shot has two different possibilities. In the tefillah b'chazara shatz, the chor pashas is you have definitely when you're saying b'koram, it can't be different than machloikis. Then there's a shul pnei machloikis. For you to say out loud nakdishach, everyone says nakadish or vice versa, you're bishanim pnei machloikis. You make it machloikis, people see it here differently. Another shot born pariskim, even your own shtosh menesve. If you're a tzibur and you have a minion together. When you come together, Kaisa comes together to make a minion, the tefillah lachash is all Kaisa together. Not yoch, badami bechidis. It's 10 chidim making a minion, tefillah lachash between the tzibur. Now, if you have a different nosach, the choy, you're different than tzibur. It's poish not tzibur. So the hashayim and poiskim, you know, your tefillah lachash, so you can say differently. So many poiskim pass in the halacha. Definitely, when you say b'kol rom, you should say b'kol rom as the tzibur saying, kodesh, kodesh, and beginning. But when they come to tefillah lachash, you daven your own nusach, called the most poiskim. This shayla also happens. There's another shayla that's brought up. La halacha nowadays, most menhagim do not make yibum. If a man is nifter and he has a younger brother, he never had children. So the pasha, the wife with amona, has to have yibum chalitza with the shvog, with the brother-in-law, who is the brother of the nifter. Nowadays, most Ashkenazim do not do yibum chalitza, but it's brought la halacha. Vad Yosef and other minhagim svadim do nowadays do yibum. So when you go to a place where many people are Ashkenazim and you're a svadi and you want to go yibum, if the minhag makom is roiv Ashkenazim, it's also do yibum. All these shailas are shailas in Minig HaMakom, the Lishas Kodim. We see how great it is, this Indian of make that Minig HaLikis. Similar shaila on Shabbos. If you have a place that has an Eiriv, but most people do not use the Eiriv, you want to walk around carrying or pushing a buggy or carrying something, Lishas HaMakom. If Roy the Tzibah are not using an Eiriv, and you're using Eiriv, the same thing, it's Purish Ben Tzibah, Lishas Kodim. But we can think a little more into it. Could be nowadays the whole shah is not really negayah. Most kehilas nowadays throughout the world don't have one minig hamakom. You have people who are chassidim, or litvish, who are ashkenazim, or sfarad, who all daven together, all live together in one city. Well, in times of mishnayos and gemara, even chazal, or even 200 years in Europe, there was kehilas that was minig hamakom. Nowadays, we live, most places nowadays has a mixture of all different types of minhagim, all types of miskoyas. So you can't say this is minig hamakom. You have to understand really what is the gather of Minig HaMakom. As another shah that's brought up, and here goes Tachnun. By Tachnun, if a Minig of Shul is not to say Tachnun, whereas because of Chesish Minig of your sides, or another Minig, and you come in, and you want to say Tachnun, it's a mutter to be having the Vesapayim, and a place where that tefillah not have the Vesapayim. All in of this is going to do. And again, we have to understand how Tziva works. The main if we see through all these halachas, the carefulness of Shalom and Aham Machlokes. The Gemara Megillah, Gimel Omed Aleph, brings Tagimoyris of Benazil, Yotze Basko of Omro, Miwze Shegillah Sisra of Bnei Odom. That Yonison Benazil wrote his Pirish on Chumash and Novi, and came Basko and said, who is be Megal on the Soydis to the world? Omer Yonison Benazil, Raglo of Omer, Aniu Shegalisi Sisrechlo Bnei Odom. I'm the one who's gathering your hidden thoughts, the hidden Torah. Go and do it for Nechah, Shloich, Void Yosisi, Luchavitz Abba, and Luchavitzka. Says Yonis, Benzil, Takash Baruch, to the Baskel, I didn't do it for my own COVID, I did it for Pshat in Halacha, Pshat in Torah, I did it for your COVID. Why? She Yiva Machlokes Bisrael. Tal Yonis Benzil wrote his Pirish, and he answered Takash Baruch back, I did it for your Takash Baruch, Yashim Machlokes. We didn't know Pshat in Apostle, it could be Machlokes. Yeah, machlokes tanoi merkus. I didn't want machlokes. Says Tanya Nissen, and it's all written down. A heter, he did it. He answered because Baruch agreed. Machlokes. Bemis all teresh b'peh is also write down, and all teresh b'ksav is also b'peh. Nowadays, you started writing down teresh b'peh. Read a nasi, read a v'ashi, read a shlokish, gemara, babi yishami. Till they have all mufoshim nowadays, because a heter of loishkakach. We shouldn't be forgotten Torah by Israel, but really it's also write down. Why do we write it down? Should not be machlokes. We shouldn't forget that machlokes, what it means. Chazal are very strong in the Indian machlokes and shalom. In Pirkei Avos Perikei Mishnah Yitzayin, Kol machlokes l'shem shemayim sofer eskayim, she'en l'shem shemayim ein sofer eskayim. Says the Mishnah, what does it mean machlokes l'shem shemayim? The machlokes hilel and shamay. Don't say beis shamay sil, hilel and shamay. Ein l'shem shemayim, to machlokes perik adosei. Says the Mishnah, the dogma, the sample of Machlokes not Hashem Shemayim is Koyuk Adosi. Before she explained Koyuk Adosi in their own Eda, in their own group, had Machlokes. Each one of the only geese, they're arguing themselves. Koyuk took everyone together, but they argue each one of their own covet. Hillel and Shammai had no negias. They wanted Pshan the Pasuk. Before she explained, don't say Bisham, Basila. The Tamidim and Hillel wanted their Rebbe to be right. The Tamidim and Shammai wanted their to be right, so there's negias. But Hillel and Shammai themselves wanted Kul Hashem Shemayim. One more point in Machlokes and Shalom. Klal Yisrael, Be'emes, each person, Machoyiv and Tag Mitzvahs. It's impossible for one person to do all Tag Mitzvahs. If a person is a Kohen, he can't be a Levi. A person is a Levi, can't be Yisrael. How can Yisrael Duchen get a Mitzvah Duchening? How can a Levi get a Mitzvah Duchening? How can a Kohen get a Mitzvah giving Chumah to a Kohen? Same thing, people live in Chutz Arts. How can be Yitzvah Mitzvahs to the Arts? As many Mitzvahs are only for women, maybe it's only for men. It's not shy of one human being to do all tag mitzvahs. How does each person be yoytze tag mitzvahs? Do arvos. If I'm a kohen, I do a mitzvah, and we're all together, we're all achdus together, we all care for each other, Yisrael gets a mitzvah of din arvos. And therefore, there's halacha, each person sees another person in aveira, but then arvos, you just don't stop. Because one class together, your mitzvah is my mitzvah. The upcoming week on Thursday, Yizayin Tammuz begins when we are with Abba Yerushalayim. Everyone knows Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, said Beis Hamikdash, a skin of skinim. You ain't be sacking the skin of skinim, it's through Shalom Naim Machlokes. which always zoyche to nabi the kol chadosli and have shom v'achdos and she zoyche to pora aduma achasiri. The Gemara says ten pora adumas. This is pashas kukas and she mitami tohoyim mitami tameim Mashiach very soon in Beis Hamidosh mehevi menu.
Amen.
Tarakah.